It was high noon on Sunday afternoon. Violet sweetly greeted him at the door, wearing a butter-yellow shirt that stated, "I love Sundays," and a pair of easy slacks. Her hair was loose, and she was donning a golden leaf necklace that made her appear regal. The same intensely quiet demeanor she opened the door with was exactly what had attracted to him a few days earlier. It had been the day his aircraft carrier docked in New York Harbor. How lucky was he? As soon as he was inside the door, she insisted on giving him a pedicure. Not exactly what he thought their second date would include, but having glimpsed what looked like a businessman through the window of a nail salon before, he decided to stay open-minded and roll with her suggestion. After hanging his jacket and white cap, Violet guided her adorable Navy man into her special room that housed only a large, cushy, high-backed chair that was plugged into the wall. It was like one of those he'd seen at Sharper Image stores at the mall. Inquisitive but silent, he obediently sat down as she flipped the switch that made the entire chair vibrate. The sensation tickled his privates in a way his hands had never been able to. When his tour was up, maybe he should consider investing in such a chair. Handing him a microbrew, he took a sip, leaned back, and thought he'd gone to heaven. Before he knew it, she had his regulation shoes and socks off, pant legs rolled up, and his feet steep in a vat of warm, soapy water. Taking her work very seriously, she felt it was the least she could do for a boy who was protecting her country. Enjoying the attention on parts of his body he didn't expect, the vibrations continued working up and down his spine. This was nothing like living on a ship with loads of smelly, crude sailors for weeks on end. He could learn to live with it. One at a time, Violet lifted each foot out of the heated tub, dried it, and then placed it on the ottoman for further examination. She noted every hangnail, dry spot, and callus on them. Then she began giggling for no apparent reason. Reaching for a ruler that was among her files and clippers, she measured the length of both of his big toes. Violet smiled broadly while remarking about his unusually long toes. Feeling glad she was so happy, and a bit confused, he made no comment. Cheerfully, she explained the prepping process for what was going to be the best pedicure of his life. Having never experienced a pedicure in his 19 years, she was definitely right. So he just continued drinking his microbrew and got more and more relaxed. Violet joyfully removed each hangnail, trimmed every nail, and made sure his nail beds were in good shape, all things that this sailor neither knew nor cared about. Perhaps because of the long week on the ship, the beer seemed stronger than usual. Looking through blurry eyes, he was able to make out Violet's cleavage through her sheer top. She was well endowed, and naturally his mind started wondering, what did her breasts really look and feel like? Was she intentionally trying to interest him, or was she just teasing him? Was this part of her foreplay? Why was she playing with his feet? He couldn't help but think he could have cut his toenails 100 times already. Damn, it looked like this date was really only going to be a beer-drinking foot thrill. Agreeing to enjoy a second brew, he sunk deeper into the chair. That was when Violet began the exfoliating process. It tickled. The laughter that blurted out of him shocked them both. Violet giggled even more. She seemed to be enjoying his laughter as she moved on to his foot massage. His laughter subsided into a relaxing space once again. Then he decided to lean in and show more interest in what Violet was doing. I mean, even though it wasn't going to be the erotic sexual fantasy he'd hoped for, he was going to ride the ship in the direction it was going anyway. So he started asking her questions. How long have pedicures interested you? Is this a career path you want to follow? Rather sternly, Violet told him to stop asking questions, sit back, and just enjoy the experience. Following her orders, he had no option but to melt back into the chair, close his eyes, and relax. Using some kind of heating oil, Violet was taking an inordinate amount of time sliding her digits between his toes. Between the vibrations and her fingers, you can just imagine what kind of reaction his body was having to all of this squishy, slippery attention. Then, with his eyes still closed, he heard her start making sounds. At first he thought she might be humming, but upon further focus, it sounded more like she was moaning. Not wanting to be obvious, he politely kept his eyes closed, leaned in, and listened more carefully. Yep, it was a moan, not a hum. Out of sheer disbelief, his eyes had to open. Violet's body was swaying as she massaged everything from his knees down. The oil was indeed warming with every stroke. She seemed to be in a trance. Her hands were moving in some kind of slippery rhythm. The guys were never going to believe this. Violet was giving his feet and toes a hand job. Now, for the first time since she began, Violet looked directly into his eyes. She had that come-hither look on her face, the kind of look a girl usually gives when she's ready to have sex, or so he thought. But instead of getting up and guiding him to the bedroom, she simply asked if he was ready. Huh? Ready for what? Smiling as if she had swallowed a canary, Violet asked him to hold his right foot straight up on the ottoman so she could sit on his big toe. Wait, what? After two beers, he couldn't believe what he heard, so he asked her to repeat herself. In a sexy little voice, she said, "I would really like to sit on your very long, big toe." Yes, he had heard correctly. She wanted him to stick out his just manicured foot so she could sit on his toe. Maybe it was because he was from Delaware, Ohio, a small town near Columbus, but he'd never heard of such a thing. The other parts of his body woke up from their inebriated state, so once again he followed her directions like a good sailor. Who was he to argue? Then, right in front of him, Violet's sway turned into a striptease. She slowly pulled off her I Love Sundays shirt, then dropped and kicked her pants to the side. Standing still for his viewing, Violet smiled demurely. Besides the golden ring around her neck, she had on the most angelic white lace bra and panty set this young sailor had ever seen on a live girl. He was speechless. Violet understood. Staring into his eyes, she resumed dancing. Watching intently, he noted that her breasts were even larger than he'd imagined. She continued to move around his lower extremities. Eventually, she wiggled out of her panties. Waking him up completely, she proceeded to bend over, pick them up, and hand them to her wide-eyed audience. He whiffed them deeply. They were already damp and smelled wonderfully pungent. Was his toe really turning her on? That thought alone accentuated his personal hardness. Spreading her legs wide, Violet straddled the ottoman. She eased herself down onto his rigid, clean-clipped virgin toe. Whoa! In an altered state, his eyes shut as his toe entered her very juicy pussy. It was warm, soft, and squishy. Violet's sounds turned to grunts as she slid onto him. With a shimmy, she continued to undulate on his foot. He marveled at her strength as she moved up and down his toe. Even as engaged as she was, Violet was able to continue directing her charming military man. She asked him to move and flex his toe slowly and then speed up. If it wasn't such a novel experience, he might have felt used. But watching her eyes roll back as her body naturally pressed down onto his foot fascinated him and turned him on even more. He could tell she was trying to make his toe reach her G-spot. Wondering if his toe could possibly be long enough to do that, he continued to wiggle it as instructed. Her sounds just kept growing. This boy's entire foot was warm and squishy from something other than seawater. It was enveloped between Violet's tight buttocks cheeks. Her juices began oozing. Now her eyes were closed and her head began rolling back. She was indeed reaching a level of excitement that he'd never witnessed before. Her fluid and flexible movements juxtaposed to his blatant, stiffened body. He was so heated, he had a hard time breathing. Resembling the sound of an animal getting fucked in the wild, she wanted more. Pussy juices were dripping down his foot. Never having even considered toe-fucking before, this moment was unique. Were toes really an erogenous zone? Someone should write about it. Of course, he wanted his most favorite organ inside her. But she didn't seem to want him to stop, so he didn't. It seemed she was edging closer to a peaking orgasm, and he was more than satisfied just to watch. This would be a sexy, true fantasy he would cherish and use while floating on the sea for months on end. Looking flushed, Violet's body started gyrating, and her noises grew into howls until she did finally explode, as if in a deep major release. Quivering through the entire orgasm, she let it go completely. Right there in front of him, Violet came while squatting on his toe. In a less than orthodox way, he had successfully reached her special spot and given her the orgasm she desired. Making a woman scream with pleasure while being toe-fucked was a new and exciting experience for him. This must have been what the older guys on the ship meant by enjoying the act of pleasuring a woman completely. He wondered if any of them knew about the possibilities of a long toe, a fetish he never even knew existed. Leaning forward on his leg, Violet stayed on his toe for several minutes more, as hot liquids continued flowing out of her hole. She needed time to come back from whatever planet she'd just visited. Without even finishing his second beer, he sat quietly, enjoying her bliss. Eventually, she did lift herself up off his drenched toe. Giggling as she rinsed and dried his foot, she coyly looked up at him. It seemed that she wondered about his reaction to her fetish. With a huge smile on his face, she jumped up and hugged him. Whispering in his ear, she made him promise to always visit her while on leave from his ship. Winking, she promised to ride her other favorite appendage next time. Just hearing her say that made his cock get hard all over again. Buttoning his coat as he walked out the door, the cold air hit him hard in the face. He'd forgotten that winter had arrived. It was just about time to meet his shipmate in Central Park. Beginning to walk across town, he was still in disbelief of what had just occurred. A broad smile appeared on his face. How exactly was he going to explain the events of this afternoon? Would his buddies even believe him? Maybe this was an afternoon he would just keep to himself.